Welcome to The City's Backyard with Matt Szako. The City's Backyard starts now.
Today, we are in the backyard with a guy that goes by Farmer Pete. I love his story. He's based out of Ridgefield, Connecticut, right in the backyard of the Big Apple, up there in the country. It's a very nice area for those of you that don't know. And he's not only a musician, he's a guitar craftsman and a maple syrup producer. When he isn't slinging a guitar and writing songs, you'll find him with his hands in the dirt of his beloved Campbell Farms, where he's known to most as Farmer Pete. Farmer Pete, welcome to the backyard.
Hey, how you doing? Happy to be in the backyard.
So are you on the farm right now in your farmhouse?
I am currently sitting in the farmhouse on the farm.
Well, you've got some great music. What would you describe yourself as? A folk, Americana? What kind of musician are you?
I would say a folk, Americana, musician.
Country?
A little tad country, yeah. A little bit in there.
I love it. It sounds country to me. It sounds like, you know, at least one of these songs for sure can go to the top of the charts. So let's talk about your new music, because we're going to play a couple of your tracks. So first of all, why don't we just, get a little background on you. How did you decide that you wanted to become not only a farmer, but a musician?
You know, it's a long, long story, but I'll keep it short. When I was young, I said to my mother, I want to be a farmer one day, and I eventually got that opportunity to become a farmer up here in Ridgefield. And I started playing guitar probably around 11, 12 years of age, and never really launched, but always played and wanted to write songs. And a few years back, I decided it was time to go figure out how to record a song, and I ended up at Factory Underground.
It's funny. I was just going to say that, you know, it was great to see you at Factory Underground Studios, where the City's Backyard does a live streaming rock show on Factory Underground Radio. And you actually have been on my live streaming rock show, even though you're more of like a country Americana artist. We don't favor anybody. We, you know, interview all kinds of musicians, even on the podcast. But this is your first time on demand, Pete. And your real name is Pete Campbell, but you go by Farmer Pete to a lot of people. First of all, not to go off on the deep end here, but I'm really thinking about this maple syrup that you produce up there. You know, enough of the music for a minute. How's that maple syrup?
Man, maple syrup is top notch. It's a labor of love. You know, I've been doing it for close to 10 years now, and every year we've gotten better at what we do. And we tap about 850 to 900 sugar maples every year, and we produce up to 200 gallons of syrup per season, depending upon the weather that we're having for that season.
Do you ship it out to local grocery stores, or is it, you know, is it something people can order online, or what?
Yeah, we're local stores, a couple shops in Ridgefield, one in Norwalk, and then a couple other farms actually have a farm stores, and they sell our syrup. And I do ship out from time to time. If someone gets a hold of me, I'll send some bottles out west every now and again.
What's the name of the maple syrup?
Horseshoe Farm maple syrup.
Is it good on waffles and pancakes, I assume? I mean, what else do you put syrup on?
It's the best. I mean, put it in my coffee. It's a great sweetener in coffee. Maple syrup ice cream you can make. Even a warm glass of milk with some syrup in it. But the best, honestly, is melting some butter into it and then dumping the warm maple syrup with melted butter over your pancakes.
It's that time of year, you know, where you want the warm hot food. You know, it's the holidays with Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah and all that. So back to your music. So you are currently out with a couple of tracks that we're going to play, which are on Spotify as well. And then you're going to be coming out with more music this month, right?
Yeah, yeah, we got one coming out later in the month called The Chosen One. And we'll have more after that and continuing to come out.
So why don't we take a break, Pete? And why don't we come back and play Maybe It Was Wrong? Is that the name of, sure, the newest track that's on Spotify?
That's it. Maybe It Was Wrong.
That is a great song. I want to hear about how you wrote it, how it came together, because people are loving this song. It's already got tons and tons of play. It's streaming big time, right?
Yeah, yeah. We've been doing pretty well with the streaming, for sure.
So we'll hear that track from Farmer Pete. Pete Campbell is on the podcast. More with his new music coming up right after the break.
Skip the trip to the city and see Broadway actors right here in Fairfield County for a fraction of the price. Located at 509 Westport Avenue in Norwalk, Music Theater of Connecticut is your ticket to local professional theater. Get your tickets now and experience one-of-a-kind productions in our intimate, state-of-the-art Black Box Theater. For showtimes and reservations, visit our website at musictheaterofct.com or call us at 203-454-3883. Music Theater of Connecticut, where theater isn't just observed, it's experienced.
Get back on the road with peace of mind with auto repair services you can trust. Accurate Auto Repair at 203-854-0338 or check them out at accurateautonorwalk.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Tavella, owner of Rick's Main Roofing, a family-owned and operated business since 1948, specializing in all types of residential and commercial roofing. We are GAF Residential Master Elite and GAF Commercial Master Select certified contractors offering the finest warranties in the industry. This certification is only given to the best of the best. Rick's Main Roofing services all of Fairfield and Westchester County and offers a 24-hour emergency service. Look us up, ricksmainroofing.com.
From hot to cold, breakfast to lunch, JV's Deli has something for everyone. JV specializes in thin crust pizza, deli sandwiches, pasta, and more. JV's Deli and Pizza, serving Norwalk for over 10 years, 15 Tierney Street, up the road from City Hall. Check out their great menu at jvsdeliandpizza.com.
From the Empire State Building's backyard, you're listening to The City's Backyard with Matt Zacho.
We're in the backyard with Pete Campbell, Farmer Pete, and Pete, let's get right to it. Maybe It Was Wrong. It sounds like kind of a love song in a way, you know, where the guy screwed up and he's got to, you know, sort of apologize to his spouse or girlfriend. Is that kind of the story?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's really, most of my songs are love songs, I would suppose, one way or another, but this one really is you know, about maybe someone who came on too strong and was a little too much, and definitely feels bad about it in the end, but had good intentions, I suppose.
Can we ask you personally about your relationship? I mean, was this about a girl, or are you married? Are you single? What's your deal?
I'm married. I've been married for 13 years, you know, and it's been, you know, a good adventure, but it's definitely been, you know, something that I've had to work at, and hasn't always come easy, you know.
Does this song, you know, did you write this song at an earlier, thinking about an earlier time in your life when you were dating? Because you said, you know, it's about coming on too strong. Well, if you've been married over a decade.
Yeah, it's kind of from an earlier part of my life. A lot of the songs I write, I pull from different times
from
in my
past
life, other people's experiences, and kind of blend it all into one. It's not always directly about my experience.
Right, exactly. Because, you know, if you're coming on too strong to your wife, it's kind of like she should be glad at this point after a decade of marriage. My wife is kind of like, you know, just leave me alone. That's a sad thing about being married sometimes for a long time. You know, it's not new. And your song, you know, has that vibe of it's like a new relationship going on, correct?
Yeah, it was definitely written from a younger self's point of view, for sure.
A younger Farmer Pete?
Yeah. Truck driver, Pete.
I love it. Well, let's hear it. Anything else you want to say quickly before we play Maybe It Was Wrong?
I don't think so. We can let it rip.
Let's let it rip. Pete Campbell, Farmer Pete, is on the city's backyard.
Came on too strong. Maybe it was too much. Maybe I was running all along. All your worries still rattle around in my head. All your worries still rattle around in my head. I've been trying. Down the line, maybe it was too late for me to come back home. Maybe it was me for the things I said to you. All your worries still rattle. Thinking that all along, maybe it was you. You told me you were feeling blue. All your worries still rattle around in my head. All your worries still rattle around in my head. I've been trying. Oh, baby, maybe I'm just hung up on the things you do. All your worries still rattle around in my head. All your worries still rattle around in my head. Oh, I've been trying, oh, so hard.
Pete, I am loving that song. You know, country kind of grows on you if you're not really a country fan. But I have to say, as a rock guy, as a rock DJ, classic rock guy from, you know, all those years I did different radio stations, that was kind of my favorite format. I always loved the Eagles and the Doobies because they kind of did cross over into country. What do you think about that?
I agree 100% with you. Those are two of my top top influences for sure, especially the Eagles. I mean, I grew up listening to my parents cranking that stuff, you know, and that definitely has influenced me.
We had on Joe Vitale, the drummer of Joe Walsh, and of course Joe Walsh is in the Eagles, and you know, he was doing Vets Aid this month for the veterans because his dad never came home from World War II, so he does these shows, and you know, he got Joe Vitale into the Eagles to play when they're on tour. So Joe tells some funny stories about Don Henley sort of scolding him for doing a little improv thing, which Joe Walsh warned him and said, listen, go by the book here. The Eagles are precise, you know, and Joe went off and did his own thing. And Don Henley called him up to his hotel room, opened up the door with the chain on it and said, and he calls him Joe Bob because they're both Joe, you know? So he says, Joe Bob, you know, that thing you did tonight, the little solo thing. Yeah. And Joe Vitale's all proud thinking he's going to compliment him. And he says, don't do that. I thought you could appreciate that. And Vitale said he was completely crushed, but he understood. So he never did it again. And then Glenn Frey, a couple of days later, you know, they're warming up and he says, he pulls out a couple $100 bills and he says, I'll throw you a couple hundred to do that drum fill again you did the other day. And he said, not a chance, not a chance. But I mean, that's what I love about the Eagles, you know, getting back to your music. And so I feel like your music is, it's not too twangy. You know, some country can be a little too twangy.
Yeah. No, it's the right balance. I feel like of little blues, little folk, little country, you know, it just kind of finds itself right in the pocket there.
Who are your inspirations in music?
Oh man, I grew up trying to emulate Jimi Hendrix in my bedroom as a kid on guitar, and you know, Led Zeppelin, BBC sessions I played to for probably a year every day. The Eagles, lots of Grateful Dead, Jerry Garcia Band, you know, Leonard Skinner, Merle Haggard, stuff like that.
Nice. Well, you got to check out that Skinner documentary if you haven't. If you leave here tomorrow, great documentary. You would love it. It's on Netflix. I think it still is.
Is that a new one?
Yeah, it's a new one. It's a newer one. I mean, I saw it like 6 months ago, but yeah, you should check that out. Well, surprisingly, you've named mostly, you know, rock and roll artists, and your music is not really rock and roll. So, but you know, except for maybe the Eagles there. What made you go in that direction? Just sort of being a farmer?
It's just what comes out of me when I sit down with my guitar and I have an idea, and in my head, sometimes a lot of these songs sound like rock and roll to me, believe it or not. And then they come out of me and I'm like, okay, there it is. You know, it's like, I grew up on some Cat Stevens as well. And, you know, but it's really just, that's my interpretation of what I have for music. That's how it's coming out of me. And I have some other songs that we haven't released that are more blues forward and a little more rock and roll, I would suppose. For sure.
All right, well, we want to hear more of your music, and we got to hear another track called Will You Still Love Me? I assume that's another love song, right?
That's a love song about marriage, man. And
oh, okay.
Riding those waves and climbing those peaks and sticking around to find out what comes next, you know?
Yeah, this sounds interesting. So for all the married folks, they might really appreciate this song. So, or maybe people that are thinking about getting married, they should listen to this song first.
Perhaps they might want to check it out before they get hitched, you know.
All right, well, let's take a break. Farmer Pete is on the podcast in the backyard in Ridgefield, Connecticut. He is indeed a farmer, but he's also a musician, and we're going to hear more music coming up from him right after the break.
Visit Rory's Restaurant, 416 Post Road in Darien. Rory's is where it's always delicious. Try their great selection of mouthwatering appetizers, hot and cold sandwiches, scrumptious entrees, and outrageous soups. Check out their menu at rorys.net or call 203-655-9453 for takeout or curbside pickup. Open 7 days.
Does your business need an edge over the competition? Bruce Park Sports and Embroidery is the answer. With custom clothing designed with your company logo, they'll help you from start to finish with embroidered or screen-printed hats, shirts, jackets, and more. All work done on-site and made in the USA. Call Bruce Park Sports and Embroidery at 203-853-4488 or check them out on Yelp.
Live theater is back and in your own backyard at Curtain Call. There's always something on at Curtain Call at the Sterling Farms Theater Complex, Newfield Avenue in Stamford. For half the price of a Broadway ticket, a family of four can see a show at Curtain Call. Call 203-461-6358 or go online to curtaincallinc.com. That's curtaincallinc.com.
Hey, how about a great sandwich for lunch or delicious breakfast and cappuccino? This is Sergio. Come and see me at Francesca's Cafe and Grill right here on the Post Road in Norwalk, 249 Westport Avenue. Your friend Sergio here does it all, from Italy to Norwalk to coffee and cannolis. Francesca is truly a piece of Italy right here in the heart of Norwalk. Check out our great menu at francescasdeli.com.
This is Vince Santilli of Homes to the Brave, where we are renovating, expanding, and adding an elevator for our veterans experiencing homelessness. You can be part of this project by naming a brick, bench, room, or area in our facility. Go to homestothebrave.org. That's homestothebrave.org.
The City's Backyard podcast is about the arts, entertainment, music, and your community. It's The City's Backyard, airing on all platforms.
Love being in the backyard doing the farming thing. And we were talking about your maple syrup there, Farmer Pete. We're also talking about your great music. We talked about your influences in the segment before. And what do you think as far as the farm? How do you think the farm influences your writing?
Oh, man, the farm is so, it's organic. And everything I've done here has been kind of mindful and organic, I suppose. And when you have your hands in the dirt all day and you're growing veggies and you're pulling carrots and you're raking out beds, you have a lot of time to think and you do a lot of soul searching. And so I think in that respect, the farm has helped shape my songs and, you know, something like that.
I agree. I think that, you know, because when I cut the lawn or I do anything outside that involves yard work, you're kind of just thinking. You know, I try to listen to music, I'll stream Pandora or, you know, on my phone with my headphones, but you do a lot of thinking. And so that's pretty cool that you can, you know, use that energy to put it into music. So with that said, why don't we play the next song? So you said it was about marriage. Give us a little bit more before we play it.
It's you know, will you still love me tomorrow is wondering, you know, you love someone yourself, will they love you back as much as you love them? And you climb these peaks and you end up in these valleys and you do this dance over and over again. And what's to say that they won't love you tomorrow? There's no guarantee besides their word.
So I was going to say that, you know, when you're in marriage, you may be loving your partner more than they're loving you for whatever reason. And it's sort of like a tennis match. Sometimes the ball goes back and forth, you know, depending on what's going on with the two of you as a married couple, right?
That's 100% it, man. You find yourself sometimes on top of the world and other times you're struggling, you know, it's just life. It's not always a walk in the park.
I love that. And that's a great way to end it before we play it. So we'll come back and chat a little bit more about maybe some gigs in the area or what the plans are for the rest of this year. It's Farmer Pete, new music, The City's Backyard Podcast.
Mountains together, we have fallen down. We have danced in the shadows of the mountains, swam in the rivers below.
Yeah, Pete, definitely. I'm feeling what you're writing about there, and both great songs. And I'm so glad that you shared them on the podcast. You can find them on Spotify and iTunes.
Yes. Yep. We're on all streaming platforms.
So as far as gigs go, do you play out at all?
I have played in bar bands over the years. Currently, I have not played out myself in a couple years. I have been rehearsing my set to get my act together. So when Mr. Mark Allen calls me with an opening gig for someone or whatever it may be, I'm ready to go. So I have been practicing my songs and just getting comfortable with them.
What is the label you're on? Pilot Light Records?
Yeah, Pilot Light Records.
And are they excited that you've come out with some new stuff? When was the last time you had anything new other than, you know, right now?
I've never. I mean, this is the beginning for me. Those first two songs that you just played were my first ever releases. And the third one to come is coming out this month. But they're super supportive. They've done a great job at getting my songs out and getting them heard. And I was told I better get my act together with my set so that I can be ready to play shows in 2024.
I love that. And I think you should be playing out. I mean, musicians today, in order to make somewhat of a living, whether they're, you know, a farmer full-time or musician part-time, whatever it is, you have to play out because of the way music is distributed now. It's on, you know, streaming platforms, and it's a shame in a lot of ways because, you know, you're not selling vinyl like the classic rock guys or the Eagles were, you know. And that's how they made their money off of recording and playing out. Now you really have to try and play out and get some exposure more than ever, I would think, right?
Yeah, it's all about getting out and playing and being in front of an audience. And for me, working up the courage and to face my fears and to go out on a stage, just me and my guitar, you know, that's a huge exposure therapy for me right there, you know, getting out and doing it. So I'm going to be out playing at some point, and, you know, for better or for worse, I'm going to let it rip, man.
I love it, Pete. Good luck with that. I could see you opening up for a lot of these artists in the area. There's a lot of great theaters and venues all around the tri-state area and New England as well. So you're definitely in the right location. You can still, you know, produce that maple syrup and do your thing on the farm, but still, you know, go out and play in the new coming year of 2024. Before we let you go, how can people follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram at Campbell_farms with a Z is the best way to follow me.
And you're on Facebook as well as Insta?
It's just Instagram.
You're one of those younger folks that, you know, it's funny when I interview like the old rocker guys, they're mostly on Facebook and barely on Instagram. But you're skewing younger, right? What are you, in your 40s?
Yeah, I'm a year, almost 40. I'll be 40 in April.
All right. So, yeah, you're still in your 30s. So you're in that Instagram demo. Well, that's cool. All I could say is best of luck. And are you going to share this podcast with all your fans?
You bet I'll share it with every fan I have.
All right. Farmer Pete Campbell, we really appreciate you dropping by the backyard of your backyard, which is what's the name of the farm?
Horseshoe Farm.
Horseshoe Farm. Pete Campbell, always a pleasure. Best of luck.
Likewise. Matt, thanks for having me by the backyard of New York City. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That puts a wrap on the city's backyard. We'll be back next week with more interesting topics, great guests, and fun conversation about what's happening in and around your community. That's it for now. We'll see you soon.